Now turn to part two. You'll hear part of a radio program in which food historian Andrew Dalford talks about pepper, one of the commonest spices. For questions 9 to 17, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Pepper is such a common food item nowadays that we have almost ceased to appreciate it. It may be hard to believe it was once so valuable, it was used as currency. Food historian Andrew Dalford talks about the significance of pepper in history and in cooking.
Today, when spices cost so little, it seems unbelievable that these fragrant bits of bark, leaves and seeds were once so costly, so hard to track down and transport, that men were willing to risk their lives going to the ends of the earth for them. I've investigated the history of spices and written about it in Dangerous Tastes, which has just been published. Pepper is a unique spice, as the fruits are marketed in four different versions, black, white, green and red, according to the harvest period, irrespective of the planting and growing conditions. Yet whereas everybody knows that salt is valuable, because you need it in order to live, pepper is not essential, so why was it so sought after? Pepper was valued partly just because it was expensive. For hundreds of years, pepper only grew in southern India, so it was a voyage of many months to bring it to other parts of the world. At the time when such journeys were hazardous, lengthy and unpleasant, the result was that the merchants could charge almost whatever price they fancied. Ships travelled from Europe with goods in huge quantities so that pepper could be brought back in exchange. Unscrupulous suppliers often mixed in commonly available berries and seeds, even small stones, to make the sacks of pepper go further. In the West, it was considered exotic, yet in southern India, it's a common plant. Everyone can grow it in their garden as a vine hanging off other trees. The traffic in spices goes back to the days before recorded history. Archaeologists estimate that by 50,000 years ago, primitive man had discovered that parts of certain aromatic plants help make food taste better. Spices have been socially important throughout history as a status symbol, as well as for flavouring and preserving foods. Their value can be seen as early as the year 408, when they are featured in a list of valuable items given to Alaric the Visigoth in return for the release of the city of Rome. Being much smaller and lighter than metal, pepper was particularly suited for use instead of money. Wealthy aristocrats kept stores of pepper as we might store gold, since everyone recognized its value as currency. It was accepted as payment for rents and debts. Pepper was considered one of the essential luxuries which were in demand in the Roman Empire, along with silk and materials such as ivory, which the Romans exchanged for the pottery and leather goods they produced. Pepper remained important down through the centuries. Spices were also used in preserving foods, as well as seasoning them to cover up the taste of food which may have been slightly rotten. Although best known, along with salt, for its flavour-enhancing qualities, pepper, like ginger, came to be used for medicinal purposes, for example, as a digestive stimulant. Its hot and pungent flavour was helpful to those with respiratory problems. When the hotness catches your throat, it aids coughing, and thus the removal of offending irritants. It was also used as an external ointment to soothe itching or burning skin, especially when caused by overexposure to the sun. Black pepper is an effective deterrent to insects, as it is toxic to many of them. It can be either ground and dissolved in warm water and sprayed on plants or sprinkled on affected areas. Today, pepper, the king of spices, still accounts for one-fourth of the world's spice trade. Pepper is the third most added ingredient to recipes, after water and salt. Some even like it for sweet dishes, such as strawberries. So the humble pepper has an illustrious and dramatic past, which we should perhaps remember as we unthinkingly grind or sprinkle it onto our food.
Thank you, Andrew Dulford.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Pepper is such a common food item nowadays that we have almost ceased to appreciate it. It may be hard to believe it was once so valuable, it was used as currency. Food historian Andrew Dulford talks about the significance of pepper in history and in cooking.
Today, when spices cost so little, it seems unbelievable that these fragrant bits of bark, leaves and seeds were once so costly, so hard to track down and transport, that men were willing to risk their lives going to the ends of the earth for them. I've investigated the history of spices and written about it in Dangerous Tastes, which has just been published. Pepper is a unique spice, as the fruits are marketed in four different versions, black, white, green and red, according to the harvest period, irrespective of the planting and growing conditions. Yet whereas everybody knows that salt is valuable, because you need it in order to live, pepper is not essential, so why was it so sought after? Pepper was valued partly just because it was expensive. For hundreds of years, pepper only grew in southern India, so it was a voyage of many months to bring it to other parts of the world. At the time when such journeys were hazardous, lengthy and unpleasant, the result was that the merchants could charge almost whatever price they fancied. Ships travelled from Europe with goods in huge quantities so that pepper could be brought back in exchange. Unscrupulous suppliers often mixed in commonly available berries and seeds, even small stones, to make the sacks of pepper go further. In the West, it was considered exotic, yet in southern India, it's a common plant. Everyone can grow it in their garden as a vine hanging off other trees. The traffic in spices goes back to the days before recorded history. Archaeologists estimate that by 50,000 years ago, primitive man had discovered that parts of certain aromatic plants help make food taste better. Spices have been socially important throughout history as a status symbol, as well as for flavouring and preserving foods. Their value can be seen as early as the year 408, when they are featured in a list of valuable items given to Alaric the Visigoth in return for the release of the city of Rome. Being much smaller and lighter than metal, pepper was particularly suited for use instead of money. Wealthy aristocrats kept stores of pepper as we might store gold, since everyone recognized its value as currency. It was accepted as payment for rents and debts. Pepper was considered one of the essential luxuries which were in demand in the Roman Empire, along with silk and materials such as ivory, which the Romans exchanged for the pottery and leather goods they produced. Pepper remained important down through the centuries. Spices were also used in preserving foods, as well as seasoning them to cover up the taste of food which may have been slightly rotten. Although best known, along with salt, for its flavour-enhancing qualities, pepper, like ginger, came to be used for medicinal purposes, for example, as a digestive stimulant. Its hot and pungent flavour was helpful to those with respiratory problems. When the hotness catches your throat, it aids coughing, and thus the removal of offending irritants. It was also used as an external ointment to soothe itching or burning skin, especially when caused by overexposure to the sun. Black pepper is an effective deterrent to insects, as it is toxic to many of them. It can be either ground and dissolved in warm water and sprayed on plants or sprinkled on affected areas. Today, pepper, the king of spices, still accounts for one-fourth of the world's spice trade. Pepper is the third most added ingredient to recipes, after water and salt. Some even like it for sweet dishes, such as strawberries. So the humble pepper has an illustrious and dramatic past, which we should perhaps remember as we unthinkingly grind or sprinkle it onto our food.
Thank you, Andrew Dulford.
That's the end of part two.